This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios all the way from North Carolina is the four-piece band known as Mipso. It's Jacob Sharp, Joseph Terrell, Libby Rodenbow, and Wood Robinson. Guys, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Eric.
The new record is called Old Time Reverie, produced by a familiar name. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Want to go back to your roots. All four of you are from North Carolina, correct? But not all from the same hometown.
Yeah, that's correct. We're from different parts of North Carolina, but met at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Go Tar Heels.
That's right. Tis the season.
Were you music students at UNC, or did you study other things?
We did everything from religious studies to geology, so we were all over the board. But we were also, we took some music classes, each of us took a few, and we mostly met up playing music recreationally, like on the weekends.
Did you all have an affinity for old-time string music, or did some of you come to it after meeting one another?
I'd say it's both of those things. This is Joseph on guitar, and I started way back in my youth learning guitar from my grandmother and kind of being surrounded by some of this old-time bluegrass, but drifted away from it in my adolescence, thinking that electric guitar was sort of way cooler. But back in, when we got to college, a lot of us were getting more interested in getting back into that stuff and meeting these guys. We all sort of were exploring it together.
Now, you guys are now all out of school. The band formed when you were in school, though, right? Did you have gigs on campus? Did you play, like, the local hangs?
Yeah. Our first stuff was all centered around... I mean, Chapel Hill's a college town for sure. There's stuff beyond it as well, but it took us musically a moment to get outside of the campus bubble. Our first show was actually at a fraternity house, so yeah. We really were a college band in our origin.
As a band whose origin is at UNC, do you even have the ability, are you invited to play at any venue at Duke or at NC State?
One of our early gigs was at Duke, and then we've definitely played things at State too. I think those rivalries can be really curious things to navigate. They're like really, really hot in certain ways, and then in other ways they don't matter at all. And like we have as many fans, I think, throughout North Carolina who are fans of all sorts of different basketball teams as we do like diehard Tar Heel fans.
But you were welcomed at those other campuses for music
shows?
Yeah. Well, I think both those campuses in particular have such a deep respect and love for us that coming to one of our shows is almost an excuse for them to imagine what life could have been, really to see the bright side. So they connect with us in a unique way.
I'll tell you what I remember about the Duke show. It was the first time we'd gotten paid $1,000 to play somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We were like psyched about that.
Mipso, my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Old Time Reverie. Information online at mipsomusic.com. What do you guys want to start with today?
We're going to start with one of the tunes from the record. This one's called Honeybee.
One, two, three, four.
If we've been less than perfect lately, I think it's me who takes the fall. This winter's been so cold and dark, nothing's reached my roots at all. There's water in the garden now, and April's in the air. Next time that you call me, I'll be there. Just leave it to me. When you're calling, when you can't tell the forest from the leaves, just leave it to me. When you're calling, when you can't curse the captain for the breeze, just get up off your knees. You can leave it to me, 'cause I'm your honeybee. I know I've caused my share of cloudy days, and I'm sorry for them all. But in this restless season, another green sprouts with no rainfall. We can throw these windows open, let the cobwebs see some air. Next time that you call me, I'll be there. So just leave it to me. When you're calling, forest from leaf, just leave it to me. When you're calling, but you can't curse the captain for the breeze, just get up off your knees. You can leave it to me, 'cause I'm your honeybee. Your honeybee. dust off of the sheets. We don't need to leave a space to let the sun shine in between you and me. Just leave it to me. When you're calling, you can't tell the forest from the leaves. Just leave it to me. When you're crawling, you can't curse the captain for the breeze. Just get up off your knees. You can leave it to me, 'cause I'm your honeybee.
That is called Honeybee. It's Mipso live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Old Time Reverie. Information at mipsomusic.com. When your debut came out, Dark Holler Pop, immediately this thing was at number 8 on the Billboard Bluegrass charts. Did you have any idea that you were going to be such a hit out of the gate?
No, you know, it's funny too because it relates to our conversation of North Carolina rivalries, because we were playing a house concert of a Duke fan that night, and they told us this news that they had seen on listed somewhere, and we thought they were just making fun of us. But no, it kind of came out of the blue, and it was great news, but it also was a surprise to us because we didn't exactly know that we were a bluegrass band, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I want to ask about that. Were you guys still in school when that record came out, or had you graduated?
We had just graduated. That was the first real release when we were a full-time touring band. It came out in October after we graduated in May, and at that point we basically had not left North Carolina.
I'm sure following the success of that record, there were a lot of new demands coming your way for performances further afield and probably some media interviews like this.
Yeah, definitely. That was kind of the start, I think, in us not only visualizing but understanding the motions of how this thing, being in a band and touring and connecting with new communities, could be.
At the time, you guys were a trio still?
Yeah, we started in college as a trio, and it was we three guys. And Libby was always a frequent collaborator. She played with us and was good friends, but didn't fully join the band until she graduated, which was a year after us.
So you talked about not really being a bluegrass band in your eyes, and certainly the addition of an Irish fiddler added a new complexity to that group. Did you find it difficult, Libby, to fit in with what these guys were doing?
Well, first I should clarify that it would be a stretch to call me an Irish fiddler. I have dabbled in the Celtic fiddling a little bit, but I'm really kind of just like a mutt of a fiddle player because I started out playing classical and I've tried a bunch of things since then, but I haven't gotten real good at anything. But joining these guys was pretty easy, actually, because as Joseph said, we'd been playing together since the beginning. And like we touched on earlier, none of us were super steeped in traditional music until we got together. So we were kind of going through the process of discovering tunes and styles together. So we have really like a shared repertoire. And I think our style is kind of uniquely belongs to the four of us. Mm. So the ways that it's informed by bluegrass or old time or whatever, they're kind of shared.
Where do you draw the line in the sand in terms of what is or isn't bluegrass music? How do you define it? It seems a pretty fuzzy delineation these days.
Sure. Our answer is that we don't draw the line in the sand, and that I think the term bluegrass works as a designation of something that has to do with the tradition but doesn't need to sound exactly like Bill Monroe sounded in 1946. Granted, there are some traditionalists that preserve the original form of bluegrass with Earl Scruggs-style banjo, and we love that too, but I don't think we're too far from that world, even though we aren't strictly it.
Totally. I mean, we hear all the time from people who come to our shows or listen to the record that we're either the most or least bluegrass thing they listen to. Hmm. So we're lucky that we get, I think, dealt a pretty fair hand from folks. Although we did play this past summer in Owensboro, Kentucky at the International Bluegrass Music Museum, and they got some feedback that because of the lack of banjo player in our band, we could not be perceived as bluegrass. So you get people have...
They drew a line in the sand.
Yeah, they some people draw a line for you.
That's one line you could use.
Do any of you play banjo?
Wood does.
Clawhammer.
Yeah.
So technically you could reapply.
I don't think Clawhammer is going to cut it for this Owensboro person.
Yeah, for that guy. Yeah. We were done.
Mipso live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Old Time Reverie. Information on their website at mipsomusic.com. What do you want to play next?
Well, we were talking about how Libby brought something new to the band in her fiddling and also in her songwriting style and vocal tendencies. So maybe we'll highlight one of those songs next. This is Everyone Knows.
One, two, three.
Everyone knows that is Mipso live today on Jefferson Public Radio, a tune from their new record called Old Time Reverie. MipsoMusic.com is their website. You guys have a comfort level to the tempos of your songs. They're not fast, they're not slow, they're just in this beautiful spot right in the middle of just comfortable and casual. And they remind me a little of some of the songs that you hear from Mandolin Orange. Andrew Marlin from that band produced this record. How did you guys get connected?
Andrew's been a buddy of ours, as well as Emily, his musical partner in crime, since we started as a band, and we played actually some of our earliest shows with them. And they're kind of hometown heroes of ours, too. We've sort of followed their success and have learned a lot from them over the years. And so it's sort of natural to us to incorporate Andrew when we went to the studio. He's a great producer as well as mandolin player and songwriter. And we went and recorded this record in the studio in Chapel Hill that's actually attached to the house that I live in. So Andrew was the fifth member of the team and really made us feel comfortable and feel like we're making a comfortable record right at home, and I think that shows.
Home these days for you guys is a town called Carrboro?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And where is Carrboro in relationship to Chapel Hill and all of
that
this?
That is the righteous wing of Chapel Hill. It's connected. They share a border. It feels as a continual town, I suppose.
It is the artistic corner?
Yes.
Is that where you find all the musicians and artists?
That's where all the freak flags are flying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good community.
Speaking of freak flags, tell me about standing on top a giant bucket of chicken.
We did feel like freak flags that day.
We were.
Human embodiment of freak flags.
Provide some background first so that doesn't sound such a strange comment, but you were standing on top of a bucket of chicken.
I was going to say, if you just leave that one sitting there.
Go ahead, Jacob.
I'll just lay it all out there. About 8 weeks ago, Macy's got in touch and said, are you free on Thanksgiving? We'd like for you to be in the parade. Have management give us a call. So we called him, and turns out somebody at KFC really likes what we're doing and wanted us to stand on their quite large bucket of chicken and be paraded down the streets of New York for 40 blocks. And so we said yes. It initially was something that felt a little bit out of our comfort zone, but we gave it some thought, and it's probably one of the weirder parts of Americana culture that we could imagine. And we thought being paraded around seemed like a pretty surreal experience, and some of the other bands were like Mariah Carey and Questlove and Train. So it was we saw a different side of the music industry than we see in our day-to-day, and that was a very intriguing and surreal holiday.
I'm not sure there's enough time for me to ask all of the questions I now have.
Well, I'll get to the first one that I'm sure you would have asked, which is that, yes, there is a staircase in huge buckets of chicken so that you can get on top of them.
Safely.
Safely.
I mean, for the most part, the Macy's Parade seems to cater to very mainstream pop culture mm-hmm. in terms of the celebrities that you see waving atop floats and the musicians that you ticked off. Mipso, how does your band fit into that overall gestalt of float attendees?
I think there were a lot of people on the sidelines of the parade who were asking that same question.
Were you asked to perform at all? Did you have to sing the same song over and over or lip sync it?
They had three of our songs playing from speakers as we were paraded down. So we were just waving, and we actually had a friend of ours who's a videographer and photographer trailing the float, and he heard and recorded some of the countless moments where people said, Mipso, who's that? Or even had no idea. We had people yelling, hello, Jonas Brothers at us. We got a lot of different takes than we would have. But we did get 90 seconds of performance time on the television, and we heard it sounded a lot like the record.
Wow. Has anything come from that other than probably razzing from family members and friends?
Yeah. I mean, I think heard about us for the first time and connected with it. We sold a lot of albums online the next day.
That's great.
And our social media stuff, people were connected and said, hey, I saw you on this thing, kind of weird, but heard the song, liked it, and got the record. So that's a cool way to connect with people, I suppose.
I think it's sort of like the Billboard thing, the getting on the Billboard bluegrass charts. It's like, it doesn't really inherently mean anything. It's more like representative of something that you've already accomplished, but it might be a way that somebody might see your name in a headline, and hopefully that means that they delve in deeper. We don't want to be known as like the KFC band, but if it's a way that we can get our music into people's ears, then that's great.
And from this point forward, when you walk into a KFC, does anything happen for you?
Before we get there, as we pull into the parking lot in our very sexy Honda Odyssey, chicken drumsticks just start rolling out of all the front doors towards our van. It's like they know the mothership has landed.
It's a fried chicken carpet.
There's no like KFC Platinum card that each one of you now has that entitles you to a free bucket or something.
We'll have to talk after we come off air.
And in fact, I may be the most high-profile vegetarian that has ever been a spokesperson for KFC.
Mipso is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Old Time Reverie. MipsoMusic.com is the website. Well, you mentioned earlier that you don't typically consider yourselves a bluegrass band. And from what I understand, some of the covers that you have incorporated into your set lists take you far afield from traditional bluegrass music. Things like songs from Dido and from, of all people, George Michael?
That's correct.
Is there anything off? Well, if George Michael's not off limits, is there anything off limits for you in terms of pulling them into your set lists?
Nothing that we found yet.
We like good melodies.
I think so. Yeah, we're fans of good melodies wherever they may come from.
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper among them. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in and visiting with us today. The new record is fantastic. We love playing it.
Thank you. It's great to be here. This is our first time in Oregon as a band. So
well, welcome.
We're excited.
On behalf of all of us, welcome. What do you want to finish up with?
We'll do probably the most bluegrassy number from our new album. It's called Eliza. One, two, three.
Where did you come from, Eliza? Eliza, where did you come from? Where did you go? You're wandering lonesome, Eliza. Eliza. she led me back home. Where did you come from, Eliza? Blinded and cold, weeping alone. Begging you please, oh Eliza, don't leave. She led me back home. Where did you come from, Eliza? Blind and cold, we've been alone. Begging you leave, Eliza, don't leave. Have you ever felt lost and alone, even in your own skin? Feels like I lost a friend. Have you ever forgotten the feeling of love and affection? You were my connection, Eliza, Eliza, Eliza. Where did you come from, Eliza? Eliza, where did you come from? Where did you go? Been wandering lonesome, Eliza, Eliza. Out of that darkness, you led me back.
That is Eliza. It's Mipso live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another tune from their new record called Old Time Reverie. Information out at mipsomusic.com. It's Jacob Sharp on vocals and mandolin, Joseph Terrell on vocals and guitar, Libby Rodenbow on fiddle and vocals, and in the back, Wood Robinson on bass and harmony vocals. Guys, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to meet you.